was this particular activity that I'm going to talk about that got me thinking about how we actually communicate to other people our science and what we do. I'm often asked, what do you do for a living? And I'll go, I'm a soil scientist. And they'll go, oh, you work with oil. How exciting. Or what is that? And so I've been contemplating it for a while. And recently there have been points that have come up that have got me to think about it more and more. Mary Collins, in her article in Journal of Natural Resources and Life Science Education, contemplated the fact or the demise of what she saw as an interest in soil science among undergraduates. I know at our university, greater than 50% of the students that come in want to be veterinarians. We will get one or two of those as soil scientists by the time they graduate. But it's rare that students come into our agricultural program even knowing what soil science is or that it's a possibility. And conversely, Marvin Druger, in his article this year, looked at what we expect of teachers in this time of No Child Left Behind and teaching to the test. Are we educating our teachers appropriately? How, if we're looking for results that can be validated with an examination, how are we encouraging students to learn? And are we teaching teachers to encourage students to learn? And then finally, Sunday afternoon at the first plenary session, I heard Dr. Ejeta say, or listened to him pondering where our profession is going. And as Mary and as others have thought, how does the public perceive what we do? And if the public's having a hard time perceiving what we do, then we're not doing a good job of communicating that. But there were some bright points. I happened to wander by the student posters, and two in particular caught my eye. Both of them were student clubs that were out helping other people. The Purdue University Agronomy Club had a Helping Hands project. They were serving popcorn at events, doing things with Boy Scouts, and different activities like that. The Kansas State Agronomy Club, those students were out in the classroom teaching soils to young people. And I was especially impressed with the Kansas State one because those students had the thank you notes that had been sent to them posted up there along with their poster. And it reminded me that that's what my students get out of their encounter. So in light of this problem of communication, what can we do to communicate better? So this project of mine started about 6 years ago. A friend of mine, Lisa Bukovich, my co-author, teaches fifth grade at a local elementary school. She wanted help developing a soils program. And so we did that. We developed an activity that addressed the state of Tennessee science curriculum standards for Earth resources. And what were those standards? If you look through the science standards, and those are daunting documents, I'm sure every state has them. In science, there's a section called Earth Resources, and at both the fourth grade and the fifth grade level, the students were expected to know the basic characteristics of soils. This would be demonstrated at the fourth grade level by their ability to identify the different components of soil, whether that be topsoil, subsoil, sand, silt, and clay, doesn't say. That's the way the standard's written. At the fifth grade level, they're expected to demonstrate proficiency by describing the process of soil formation and identifying soil characteristics that best support plant growth. But their soil is specifically there. So the activity that we put together looked at texture, color, percolation rate, chemical reactivity, pH and lime requirement, things that were part of the Digit website. It's in David's book. It's on your website. These are activities that are easy to do. They're very visual. They're very hands-on. And they address those differences, issues, the agronomic aspect also. Just some pictures of the types of activities. We use the Helig Truog kit for pH, bring soil color books, and then set up a little percolation activity. That the slide's a little dark, but you can see here. The students in the class work with a mentor student, depending on the number of students I have at the time. We'll have 1 to 2 students with a group of 4 or 5 fifth graders. And they work them through a data collecting and interpretation exercise. We use 3 soils that are very different, sandy, silty, clay, but come from the area where we live, and they will compare them for those properties. Unfortunately, when I looked at the new standards, which were just released October 1st in our state, the word soil is no longer in the K-8 curriculum standards. Earth resources is there, but those soil-specific objectives no longer are. My question is, can we get it back? And I've got an idea for doing that. Those activities that I described are cross-curriculum activities. Soil activities can be connected to every aspect of our education system, whether it's history, science, social studies, geography, math. There are things we can do with soils that will address parts of each of those. Some examples, history, there are still noted, I'm sure, someplace in U.S. history, 1930s Dust Bowl is there. I noted it in 3 or 4 of the K-8 standards, although my students at the university level will swear they've never heard of the Dust Bowl before. But world history too, civilization and land connections, writing exercises, those thank you notes that caught my attention at the Kansas State poster are what my students enjoy best. about going to the fifth grade class. Lisa does this as a writing exercise. It's a letter writing exercise, meets their writing objectives for a formal letter. Math, the textured triangle, what a great way to present percentages to older students. And science, the activity that we do, this comparing three soils and their properties, that's an inquiry-based experimental activity that allows those students to collect and interpret data. So we can get it back. We got to make sure that the connections are made. Some concluding thoughts. My students gain a lot of confidence in their knowledge of soils. We don't ask them often to explain things to other people, and I think that's a failure in our collegiate education system. We ought to have them in the classroom or out in the public talking more about what they're learning and what they do. The elementary students learn something about soils and soil scientists. I'm often told I either want to be a soil scientist or a rodeo rider. And everyone has a good time. The societies are there to help teachers. There are these websites. There's David's book. There's Dr. Dirt's website. Just go to SSSA's webpage or the Smithsonian's webpage or USDA, and you can find education links. We know where they are. We need to help spread the word and let other people know where they are. And with that, I'd like to open it up for questions, discussion for the whole group. Thanks for your attention.
Yeah, I have a question, because you got to the key issue. I mean, I'm sort of astonished that they took the soils out of the curriculum. That's just like, that's sort of amazing to me, given the time. And what seems to be really working is the sense of the enthusiasm for the subject, really, that Dr. Dirt is showing us. Pat's presentation about how are you going to reach out to people in a way that's visually crossed again. And I know Claudia here is a poster talking about culture, and there's a sense of how can we start not only to aggregate information, that is, there should be some way that you can go to every single one of those websites, including Dr. Dirt, including USDA, including every book that says teachers here, they are ready and hunting for, using video and now, and this was a discussion I was here yesterday, you can talk about this, music. When we were doing research for the film, one of the things that we started to pull out was a bunch of kids' music videos with different songs about dirt. I mean, one of them was, I love dirt, which is really nuts, but kids having fun with it and going into it. Not that we need to become more electronic in all this, but we probably want to figure out how to use judiciously both to aggregate stuff so that we can go. And maybe it's also a matter, because this is so critical, that having USDA and NRCS participate in that way, not only support basic research, which is what sort of every university is more interested in getting funding for, especially at this time, it's really, really tough, but to say, what are the three programs across the country that you mentioned? And start to support awareness for that in some way, so that these resources become available beyond this particular room for those who couldn't even afford to get here and can't and don't have to hunt down for them. There are also resources in England, for example, where they have put money into this stuff, which are absolutely fabulous and sort of on par with this. And it's a question, and maybe part of the answer to what you're talking about is some sense of lobbying among teachers and the organizations here to say, you know, set some of this money aside, not only to get the books and the lesson plans, but to make people across the country aware that they exist and can soil that. That's just, that's nuts. If there is a way that you can see doing that and building awareness using the existing, and it does seem to be an interest on the part of the USPA and opportunity. Funding is always going to be an issue, but it's too critical for a lot of people to be able to.
Individually, we can each buy one of David's books and give it to a teacher. And give it to a teacher we know. I know that this year when we went to see Lisa's class, we took her a book. That was, last year we took her a book. This year, because it's not in the curriculum standards, we did not go in the fall. We will go in the spring after they've taken their tests. And they're looking for things to just occupy their time. But we need legislatures, and our society is working hard on trying to make those connections. But we need grassroots people asking for soils to be part of the curriculum, demanding them. And I haven't scoured through the national standards, but is soil in the national standards or just earth?
Not specifically, but that's something that we do have a K-12 committee within Triple SA. That's one of the things that they're looking at it. Bert Hartnell's group in Minnesota has been trying to go through and pick out where soil supplies so that you can have it set up at the national level to say, if you're talking about geologic weathering, well, here, bring soils, or chemistry or whatever, some ways that we can get in through the back door.
Right.
Which right now may be the only way we can do it other than talking it up and getting legislators that make those changes, get their foot on legislators as the educators, working with the teachers.
It starts at the top. Stupid No Child Left Behind came from the last administration.
Yes, but it's still when the curriculum or when the standards are made, they're not made by the politician, they are made by the bureaucrats. The bureaucrats need to know what and why it's important, which really, we talked about this at the K-12 meeting, is getting into some of the teacher colleges.
As well as
the kids, but the teacher colleges, they don't even have a clue.
Right.
So they know that this stuff is out there, and it's easy, and they have people like Clay to go out to school with them. They're going to use them.
You know, that was something that struck me, and one thing I really liked about your presentation, Paul, is, you know, getting the educational teacher emphasis into the undergraduate curriculum. Not only does that, like Weston was mentioning, help those undergraduates develop those communication and leadership and entrepreneurial thinking skills, but it impresses on them the role that soils education can play for youngsters as part of the environmental science curriculum on the whole. I mean, I'm in Idaho, and Idaho and WASU both, an awful lot of our undergraduates are going over toward environmental science, natural resources. Soils is not made a part of that curriculum. And in our general soils classes, which still have 70, 80 enrollment each semester, it's not including education majors, okay? And I've taught classes across the curriculum. And I'm real surprised when I see a discipline that doesn't have education students in it. But, you know, so there's two areas where at the undergraduate level, you know, I agree, we need to emphasize to some of the undergrads who are going into science teaching or even social science teaching that, hello, soils, agriculture, history, science, it's, you know, this is a class you should consider taking. That message isn't getting across to them. But getting the undergraduates, even, you know, just, I mean, looking at your presentation, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to go back and sit down with our general soils teachers and say, you know, here's something that our Soil Stewards Organic Farm Club, which is a lot of environmental education students who are over in the College of Natural Resources now, you know, they like working with kids. Well, you know, we could do this, and we could take your soils intro students out to local schools, and, you know, it's so much fun to see undergraduates light up when they have successfully communicated the excitement of something, and it validates what they're doing.
Yeah, which kids not having it?
Yeah, but see, I'm coming back. I'm going to be back in Moscow with so many ideas now from just this little afternoon session of let's do some more active teaching with undergrads. Make soils more exciting.
And use the resources that's there. Steer teachers. Give them a calendar, give them a book.
Right.
But like Jean says,
we need more of those linkages. I mean, the soil songs, a lot of those are on, NRCS has a page of those.
Yeah.
I go to Triple SA for some other stuff. But yeah, we it would really, really benefit.
We need a dirty website.
Yeah. We could try to talk to, Susan about that. I mean, we do have a website with Triple SA with lessons, and we try to encompass as much as we can. So we try to be that one site that you were talking about.
And the nice thing about going to thesoils.org is that the 2012 committee has reviewed all of those links. We looked over the science so that you're not just doing a Google search and you're not really sure what you're getting. The website committee.
I have a second question, gentlemen. One was, I used to teach history at Berkeley, history of film, but also U.S. history. So hearing that people, kids don't know about the Dust Bowl that I've had at the university level, for me is also, I said that because we have tremendous resources to use, both visual and music, that are available to university teachers. So it was possible through film photographs and
right.
One of the things that's really interesting about what you're putting together here is the interdisciplinary approach for the subject, because part of it beyond within environmental studies, etc., is raising the level of importance of soil as an issue. And as you were saying, in terms of writing, in terms of science, Austria, they have a nationwide contest where they send out little amazing little kits of soil of different colors, and they have competition across the country for kids to paint with these kits.
Oh, yeah. And I did food art up there.
And they put out a brochure, and they made a big deal about finding who the winners of this contest are. Some of her are compliance people, not brochures, it's a catalog. Part of raising the awareness at every single level, because if you only try to do it, I think, within the soil science or even environmental studies at this point, it's a hard thing. So I don't know if anybody's prepared sort of an interdisciplinary paradigm or curriculum at different levels, but it would be interesting to see something like that somewhere? What, anyway?
The committee's working on that right now. Because the states vary so much, we are working on using the national ones. And because there is no soil, we are going from art to history to writing to math. So
right.
Trying to organize how soil is going to be used in all of the places.
I suggest.
Who is it?
I would like to see a conversation or a meeting around the different state standards sometime.
I was just going to respond to his question. There are other curricula that already exist. One is called Project Learning Tree, which is about
right.
forestry, Project Wild, and Project Wet, all of which take this interdisciplinary approach.
Right. Right.
So there isn't really one on soil that does that, but it's meant to be K to 12, multidisciplinary
right.
learning outcomes based.
So and all of those.
Project Learning Tree.
Yeah. And all of those have soils activities in them. But there is one that's just
but if folks have a little cash at the end of the year, so we can have to make donations to go ahead and get to that point. Shameless